Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A hero emerges in Colorado Springs shootings.
I tried to save people and it didn't work for five.
Heading home for the holiday.
I know it is going to be stressful, so I'm hoping that this year it goes well.
An NCAA first.
We thought maybe I could actually play at the collegiate level.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Police in Colorado say the quick actions of a retired Army major saved more people from dying in the shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub over the weekend. The five who died have been identified as Daniel Aston, Kelly Loving, Ashley Paw, Derek Rump, and Raymond Green Vance. The hero, Richard Fierro. Correspondent Janet Chamlian has more from Colorado Springs.
These are good people, man. These were all kids.
Richard Fierro was at Club Q with his family when he heard gunfire, and his instincts as a former Army major kicked in.
I got into mode, and I needed to save my family. And that family was, at that time, everybody in that room.
Fierro says he grabbed the gunman by his body armor.
Pinned him against the side, grabbed the pistol from him, and I just kept wailing on him. And I told the kid in front of me, kick him in his head, keep kicking him in his head.
Investigators say Fierro's actions, along with that of another customer, Thomas James, saved lives. But sadly, his daughter's boyfriend wasn't one of them. Authorities say they're still looking into a motive.
The holiday travel slog is well underway, and so far it's shaping up to be the busiest since the pandemic began. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at the airport.
Hi, little baby.
Kathleen Alfredson and 9-month-old Sean got to Chicago O'Hare nearly 4 hours before their flight, hoping to miss the Thanksgiving travel rush.
I never travel during Thanksgiving, and I don't want to. It looks too busy.
And it is busy. The more than 2.3 million who passed through TSA checkpoints Sunday topped the same day in 2019.
It's the most important holiday of the year for us.
Omar Idris oversees United Chicago hub at one of the country's busiest airports.
We plan and plan and plan throughout the year, and we find ourselves in a very healthy position to deliver the staffing needed to fly the schedule we're promising.
But airlines struggled during the summer, canceling nearly 45,000 flights. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Do you feel more confident than you did, say, 4th of July?
Definitely more confident than what I saw this summer. There is a gap to close, though.
There are new concerns about safety as Russia continues to bombard the largest nuclear facility in all of Europe. Correspondent Chris Livsay is in Ukraine this morning.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, shelled repeatedly since March. The world has held its breath since Russian forces seized it at the start of the war. Its six reactors caught in the crossfire. Now at great personal risk, one of the workers held hostage inside is providing regular updates to our team in a CBS News exclusive.
Do you think there's any risk of a nuclear meltdown?
Russian forces are capable of anything. They behave like monkeys playing with hand grenades. They're reckless and stupid.
As for why? Sabotage. Moscow has already tried and failed to steal the plant by linking it to the Russian grid. Now it wants to make sure Ukraine can never use it again, he says.
Secretary of State Blinken says he cannot confirm reports from Iran's official news agency. The country has begun producing enriched uranium at 60% purity at a second underground nuclear plant. Non-proliferation experts have been warning Iran now has enough of the enriched product to reprocess it into fuel for at least one nuclear bomb. British scientists hope to double the survival rate of people with advanced cancer by using new lines of attack to fight the disease. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
The five-year program's aimed at developing new strategies to fight cancer. It's based on the growing understanding that cancer cells depend on complex interactions with non-cancerous cells, signaling them in order to grow and spread.
We will be able to block those signals. We'll be able to rob cancer of its ability to grow and to spread. And we will make cancer extinct through those sorts of treatments.
Researcher Kevin Harrington, these new cancer strategies could be in place within 5 to 10 years. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It was a terrifying trip to an Apple store for customers near Boston. Police in Hingham, Massachusetts say one person was killed, 16 injured, when an SUV crashed through the front window.
All the employees of Apple and all the customers that were in that store, because nobody should be dealing with this holiday week.
Some victims were pinned against a wall. Doctors at South Shore Hospital say some of the injuries are life-threatening. Police have not said whether the driver will be charged. Couple of reality TV stars are hanging up their designer duds and heading to prison. A federal judge in Atlanta has sentenced Todd Chrisley to 12 years, his wife Julie to 7 for bank fraud and tax evasion. Kerry Farley is special agent in charge of the Atlanta division.
The amount of greed and deception in this case is staggering, and we are grateful that a jury examined all the evidence and rendered a guilty verdict, holding these three defendants accountable for their crimes.
Chrisley's accountant was sentenced to 3 years. Their show, Chrisley Knows Best, has been a mega hit for the USA Network. So much for committing to work long, hard hours at Twitter. The Wall Street Journal reports Elon Musk has laid off another round of employees, this time in sales, after they signed onto his new vision for the platform. Musk also says he's delaying launch of upgraded Twitter Blue service until he's convinced it'll weed out impersonators. A first for a Division I NCAA baseball team.
Olivia, thanks for joining us for the fall and officially for the spring.
Brown University freshman Olivia Pichardo, the first woman to make the cut. The 18-year-old from New York City says her dream started to take shape several years ago.
Starting eighth grade or freshman year of high school, we thought, well, maybe it could actually play at the collegiate level.
She'll play as a walk-on utility player. Brown opens its season in February against Georgia State. A Jeopardy winner has scored an even bigger victory.
Amy Snyder, that's her third win. You won our $250,000 grand prize.
The show's first openly transgender contestant, narrowly beating Andrew Hee and Sam Buttrey to clinch the Tournament of Champions. A heads up for Bobcats.
Bob Dylan fans who bought what they thought was a hand-signed book by the music legend are getting a refund. Dylan's publisher, Simon & Schuster, gave back $600 because the books weren't individually inscribed by him. They posted an apology on Instagram saying, "To those who purchased the philosophy of modern song, we want to apologize. As it turns out, the limited edition books do contain Bob's original signature, but in a penned replica form." The books hit shelves November 1st and came with a letter from the publisher, vouching that the signature was authentic. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Simon & Schuster is a division of our parent company, Paramount Global. Mailing gifts for the holidays? The Postal Service, FedEx, and UPS all say they're in good shape to get them to your friends and family on time. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.